Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like a candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle.
Jan Christie speaking from the United Kingdom, and over there grounding the energies we have the fabulous Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, Jan Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another installation of the Healing Fountain.
Week 107.
Here we are.
Actually, week 107.
Week number 107. But who's counting, right?
Me, because I like to keep a track of where we are. But we have a wonderful guest today. We have Mountain Diva, Diana McClintic, and she's going to be discussing archetypes. And so if you'd like to call in, she will get a card for you, do a card reading and tell you what no longer serves you. But I'm quite looking forward to speaking to her because she's a lovely lady from over there in somewhere in
United States. Because she's the first time.
Sorry?
Mm-hmm.
She's what? Sorry?
Yeah, she's a first-time guest on our show, and she's a first-time guest. And looking forward to hearing from Diana.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so she will be taking callers in a little while, but we're going to do one of her favorite songs. In fact, she specially requested this one. And so when she comes on, she'll probably be telling us what is so important about this song for her. And this takes us back to 60s or 70s or something like that. Before your time, Gary, anyway.
It was before my time, yeah. I read about it.
Just tell us anything.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
And it goes on and on and on and on. And it's never ending, is it, the beat?
I heard that song, I fell off my dinosaur.
I know. No, but it's a brilliant song, isn't it? And it's very relevant to the theme that Diana is using tonight, because she's going to be speaking about Heartbeats 2011. So, and even 2012, I think. So, but anyway, later on, we're going to be playing our World Peace Mantra, which Gary and I and quite a few people from the Gold Room recorded this week, and we've managed to get it up on YouTube as a video. So we'll play that a bit later on. But we're going to play the video before we bring Diana on to speak, because it's going to explain quite a lot of things to our listeners out there, and then they'll know what she's speaking about. So if you... you put the link. Let me just see if I can find the soundtrack for the YouTube video.
I put the link into the chat room, so just get everyone to click the link and pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. And we will all queue at once and play the file for the folks listening in on the archives as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
As we see the hearts coming up, let me see. I'll put my heart up here. That means I'm ready. Okay. And others, here comes some hearts too. So.
Yeah. If you're ready,
let me know and I'll do the countdown because I'm over there on the switchboard and I can't actually see the chat room while I'm over here. So if you let me know when everybody's ready, I'll do a quick countdown. We'll play it. Diana recorded this video this week, by the way, and she's got it up there on YouTube on her channel. So maybe we can put the link in to the video as well in a little while. And so that listeners on the radio can click on it and just watch it if they want to. Okay, so we're ready to do the countdown.
Here come the hearts. And as soon as you are ready, John Christie, go ahead in your inimitable fashion. Calm us down and we'll go ahead.
Nobody wants to imitate me, Gary, I'm sure. Okay, then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
These new energies that are coming have been coming for a long time, as we all know. This year was, what, 7 waves? Well, it's time now to say, are you ready to resurrect yourself and take yourself off the cross that you put yourself on? We need to really be in the love now and the compassion and know the importance of love, and that means letting go of everything. It's time to let go of everything and take in the 1111 energy. In your heart, take a conscious breath. When you let out with a sigh. Hold your hands over your heart. And if you choose to allow the energies to come into your heart, they're coming into every cell of your heart. And your heart will expand with the light that's coming in. And we've already opened our heart. 3 or 4 years ago, we learned about the upper heart chakra. Oh, it was more. It was like 2008 when I learned. The upper heart chakra will rebuild the bridge for the angels and the light beings to come into our heart. Our bodies know about this light entering every cell. So the 1111 is about that. Allowing the light to enter every cell and having your new pulse, your new heartbeat. We came here in this lifetime for all of us to take ourselves off the cross and resurrect ourselves. You put your hands on your heart. You bring the energy in. Holding your humanness. The importance is to open up to your vulnerability, holding and breathing and feeling yourself in this moment. Align to the new pathways of light that will be anchoring onto the planet. 1111. Make space in the heart by letting go. And then that is where the archetypes come in. So everybody will be getting an archetype. And that is the archetypes were first Carl Jung, who put archetypes on the map of modern consciousness. In essence, most archetypes are psychological patterns derived from historical roles, such as mother, child, trickster, prostitute, servant, or events like a death, rebirth, and initiation. So I went ahead and drew for someone, and we got the Don Juan card. When we come into these new energies, there's no more space for Don Juan. Don Juan, using the power of romantic attraction for private agenda. In the light, it spotlights your positive seductive qualities. Sure, we'll be sensual in our new light, but no more do we need to have seductive qualities. So here you do the tapping out. as I read this to you, you tap and say what I say. And in that way, you let go. We have to let go of a lot now. Everybody has a sound, and I'm using the 528 tuning fork. Me, it's 528 hertz. It's gold. It's for transforming of miracles, DNA repair. Then we have the blue, which is the throat, awakening intuition. It is Sol, the 741. So you will also hear a sound while you're tapping out your archetype. You have a new vibration, a higher vibration, a vibration getting you ready for to accept your 1111, new heartbeat of life. Whatever you're holding on to in your life right now, you just simply let it go. And it has the angel tuning. Fall into the river of life and let the water and river and light just bathe you. You'll be connecting to the point of the triangle. And then everyone will get another card. You'll get your archetype card, your tuning, and then you'll get a star card, which will talk about what you need most to let go. So just one more time, just let go. And then there's the sound. Building an energetic grid. Making a sound, taking a breath. Let go. So let's get back into the show now.
And there you have it.
That was brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Diana. And I can see some very famous people in the chat room, actually. I can see Cairo and I can see Javanda. And I can see Nancy Waite from Artists in Ascension and also Psychic View with Rosalie. So some famous people in there. And I can see Laverne with his birthday cake. Is that...
Yes.
Is that Laverne's birthday, or is it someone who celebrates every day, just living?
I don't know, but Tamara has an apple in there. I think she says it's an apple. I think it's a tomato.
I think it's a tomato as well. Oh, sorry, tomato. Yeah, and potato and potato.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was absolutely wonderful, Diana. And we're going to get people calling in. Do you want to take a caller now before we do any ceremonies, Gary?
Well, before we do that, why don't we bring Diana on?
Yes, you can speak first, yeah.
Okay, how about?
Let's bring her on. Diana, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Okay, I can make an opening statement and take a phone call if you're ready.
Yeah.
Let me say, I believe for people who asked to receive the downloads during these waves that they did, in some ways or others, even if not yet known to you. If you asked, you received. So now the time has come. In this now, we need to assimilate and expand as part of the fifth dimensional conscious person we are. The one who's ascending yet not leaving. Staying in their ascension, always ready to receive the next information. When I heard the song, The Beat Goes On, it took me forever to figure that out. So I walked around for a couple of days singing it. And then guess what? The waves of 1111, they are the pulse of the heartbeat of every cell. We've been responsible to heal our body, mind, and spirit all along. But not only that, we're responsible for our cellular memory. And that's why you still have more to let go. If you think you've already let go, you've got more to let go, because when these energies come in, they're coming into every cell, not just the heart. Your entire body is going to have a heartbeat. Every one of your cells will have a heartbeat. And with all that knowledge, you'll be able to go to the Akashic. You'll be able to get in the field. You will be the fifth dimensional conscious ascension person. And this is just, you know, these are all my beliefs. It's an intent that I use this information for your enlightenment and empowerment. And I'm using the cords to add the facilitation of expansion and activation of any unused human potential. So we want to get rid of stress, dissonance, and discomfort today. Expand your healing and let go. And I'm not going to read the rest because I'm ready for you to get going. Is there anybody online, or are we going to have our ceremony?
I think we'll get a caller or two on first, because we do have someone waiting, I think. And
okay.
The ceremonies lead then into a meditation, which takes quite a chunk of the show. So if we've got callers now, we'll take a couple of callers first. Do you want to bring someone, Gary, or do you want me to?
We have a couple of callers, and there's a Skype caller that has a question or a question mark raised. It used to be a hand up, and now it's a question mark. Anyway, I'll go ahead and bring them on. It's a 10439 caller. I believe it's a Skype. Anyway, you are on the air with Diana. What's your name, and where are you calling from? Hello?
Good girl, I am. Good girl.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Who are we speaking to?
Did you have a question for Diana?
Hmm.
I think she's a bit shy. Are you shy? Mm-hmm. Or are you just... Don't be shy. We don't buy it. In fact, we've been fed.
Well, I'll just go ahead and read a card, unless she just wanted to make a comment. Because really, it's not a question. It's more of the card, that the thing you need to let go.
Okay.
Okay. So who are we talking to?
She didn't say.
Oh. Is she still there?
As far as I know, she's on the call and her microphone
is
open.
That's fine. Okay. Now, it may not seem to you like you need to let go of these things, but you're making room for the heartbeat of your entire body. There might be something in a cell somewhere from a past life. So what I'm drawing for you is the monk nun, which means that there is negative judgment of the physical world, excess piety. But in the good times, in the light, there's selfless devotion and single-minded dedication to spirit. So if you remember the film, I hope you got to watch it. Put your fingers in your mid-forehead and go ahead and tap right there in your mid-forehead. And I'm going to read the card while you're tapping. I'm just going to have to believe you're tapping. And then I'm going to play you a DNA tuning fork, which would be transformation. And we'll also play for you a body tuning fork, which is a 256T. So the monk nun, negative judgment of the physical world and excess piety. You no longer need that, mostly because we have the compassion energies. I had to learn this. If you have negative judgment or excess piety for a person, send them compassion. Send them the violet flame or violet water and just wash it out. You don't have to have all that piety, because then you're going to start feeling sad too much yourself. Selfless devotion and single-minded dedication to spirit, that's good, but it's going to be much more than that. It's going to be much more than we know it is. I'm going to play your tunes. Keep tapping on your forehead. Okay, I got a card for you. It's the electromagnetic energy of the stars and all the movement of the heavenly bodies. They are intense at this time, and they were also intense in the environment of your birth. In the environment of your thoughts, every place you go, everything you do, the geomagnetic environment has a pull on you. because the magnetics are changing. The location that lives within you is a place that you need to visit often. And hopefully, by hearing the tunes, you'll be able to just hear that tune and go inside yourself to find the answers. Okay, I hope that helped you. Thank you for calling.
Wow, that was powerful, wasn't it?
That was wonderful, yes.
Mm.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And they still haven't responded, so what I'm going to do is just go to let them, I'm going to let them listen. I'm just going to go ahead and mute them.
Okay.
And thank you so much for that, Diana.
You're welcome.
Brilliant.
We have another caller, one more really quickly. And for those of you who wish to call in for a reading, feel free to do so. And we'll get to you after we do the candle ceremony and so forth. And the call-in number is 646-929-0461. And if you're outside the U.S., use the 001 code. Right, Jan Christie?
Yes.
I knew that.
001. Oh, good.
So we have another caller from 206 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. 206, you're on the air with Diana. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is AJ in Washington State.
AJ, hi, thanks for calling. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show.
Hi, AJ.
Hi, I just wanted to get a reading.
Yes, that's what you're going to get. Okay, you have, and the cards we're letting go today, so you're going to tap on your forehead while I read this to you.
Okay.
And you got the athlete card. It's actually a good card, but you're probably going to be much more of an athlete than you are now. So let's keep that moving on. In the shadow, you can misuse your athletic ability for selfish ends. So you're just tapping what I'm saying. False sense of invulnerability and entitlement. In the light, there's a dedication to transcending physical limits, including handicaps. So it's a good thing that you tap that out because you'll probably be able to heal yourself from any handicaps. And development of personal willpower and strength of spirit. So we want all these things to go along greatly. So if you keep on doing your emotional freedom, I'll give you a tone. And I'm going to give you the Ray tone, which is 417 with the DNA tuner. Now, the Ray is undoing situations and facilitating change. The DNA is the me. It's the transformation and miracles of DNA repair. Everybody's getting that one. Okay, so we can read something that the star people might say to you today. And you know, it wasn't my idea to combine it this way. I was told to do it like this. Okay, prepare to receive new light energies. Allow yourself to align. Allow every one of yourselves to have a heart. That way you can see that you're accepting a new heartbeat. Open up to love and compassion. Okay. I hope that helped you.
Yes, thank you.
Have a wonderful
day. You too. Bye.
Thank you for calling
in, AJ. Great. So,
you can stay on the line and listen back in. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, and you can hang on and listen or jump back in the chat room either way, either one. So.
Have we got one more caller?
Nope, that's it for the callers.
Okay.
At the moment.
Well, we'll do the ceremonies then, because we like to make a ceremony out of lighting our candles, because It helps to set the intention for the show. So we're going to light our candles. I'm lighting ours as I speak. I've already lit the incense to purify the atmosphere. Ready to invite the angelic realm. And I'm lighting my candle because it signifies the lighter spirit, and also it represents the light that we take out into the world to help anyone who wants to awaken and let their light shine. And now we're going to invite the angelic realm to join us. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. I'm inviting the angelic realm right now as we speak live so that you know that they're here right now. We'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Uriel. Please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light, and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask for assistance of the Sananda, Jesus, and Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guide and inspirers, guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. Right now, we'd like to ask Mrs. Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her. and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy, and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And we'll begin as we always begin, simply by being aware. Aware of what we are experiencing. Aware of what's going on. As we close our eyes, this closes off the outer world, allowing us to experience what is inside of us, turning our attention inward. Experiences of what we are hearing and sensing all around us. Everything that happens in this meditation is absolutely perfect. Be easy. Let it all go. And as always, letting thoughts be a meaningless activity in the mind, a flow of energy, not minding the content of the thought, not resisting, bringing the awareness to the body, noticing what you are feeling in the body. Perhaps you're noticing your heart beating. What about your breathing? Bringing your awareness to your breath. Noticing the breath moving in and out. Expand your stomach. Allow your breath to come into your entire being. Noticing how your body feels as you breathe. Bringing the awareness to the belly. Allowing it to soften and relax. Noticing how the breath goes deep into your entire being. Noticing all of the aspects of the experience of breathing. Feeling the movement of the air in and out of the nose. The temperature of the air, the sensation of that movement, breathe deeply, easily favor the experience of breathing. Gently bring the attention to the area of the heart, bringing the awareness to the heart, letting the breathing happen in your heart, as if your heart is breathing. So our awareness is with the breathing, and also with the heart area, both at once. Breathing in through the heart, breathing out through the heart. This brings nourishing energy to the heart. It fills the breath with the energy of love. All sorts of experiences can come when we bring our awareness to the heart area. It wakes it up, connects us with what we are feeling there. In breathing in to the heart, we nourish the heart. Breathing out, we let go of what isn't needed. We cleanse the heart, letting all those ideas go and simply being present to the breath moving in and out. Simply being present to the heart. Whatever the mind has wandered, easily bring the attention back to the breath and to the heart, not minding what happens. There could be some ache in the heart, some pain. There could be some sense of the energy of love. Simply having our awareness on the heart nourishes the heart. Continuing for a while with the awareness on the breath and on the heart. Simply noticing whatever arises in that experience. And at any time the attention wanders, simply bringing it back to the process. Be simply aware of the breath, the experience of breathing. Again, relaxing the belly so the breath can move into the belly, and then bringing the awareness to all the sensations in the body. Noticing the physicality of the body. Being fully in the body. Simply noticing what's being felt in the body. As we now prepare to come back from meditation. See how the body wants to move. Let it stretch and move. Take some deep breaths. Just very, very gradually come out of meditation. And when you feel ready, open your eyes.
For people who want to close the chakras, we pretend we have doors. Go to the top of your head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that one. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. To the heart chakra, closing that one. Then to the solar plexus, closing that door. To the navel chakra, closing that one, and the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, closing that door or leaving it open just enough to keep you always securely grounded and connected to our Mother Earth. Bring the light back up to the crown chakra. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of light. He's taking you by the hand and pushing you into the pyramid. Sealing it at the top with a root seal. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And we'd like to thank all the Archangels and Angels for being here today. And Sananda Jesus and Magdalene energies. We ask that they be in archives for people later on. Thank you. Now don't go away, because we're going to bring our very special guest, Diane McClintic, back on, alias Mountain Diva. Are you there, Diana? I think she's there somewhere.
Yes, she is. I just muted it. You're on now, Diane. Are you there?
Well, that
yes,
was good. I had time to come back because I don't know where I was, but I'm vibrating. And I heard that whoever is speaking say that Jean is thinking, I'm getting this. I know what this is all about. I'm getting this.
Wonderful.
And Gary's thinking, there's so many people who still think this is a grand tragedy. I know this is the grand comedy.
Well, yeah, it's got to be.
It's
yeah.
supposed to be fun. You know, we were bamboozled. We'd been hoodwinked. You know, it's supposed to be fun. If it's not fun, I get to go home. I already made that agreement.
We're here to live life with joy. Whoever she is, I haven't met her yet, but,
whoever she is. Okay.
Well, maybe we'll meet her on this next call, because we have two callers on hold, and I'll get to the first one. It's from 954 area code. I'll go ahead and bring you on. 954, you are on the air with Diana McClintic, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sigrid. I'm calling from South Florida.
Hello, Sig. It's good to hear you again. How are you doing?
Sick.
Good.
Yeah. So you've been here since the beginning of the show, right? You saw the YouTube.
Yes, I
good.
Did.
Okay.
She's been here since the beginning of time.
Yay.
She's not bad.
Oh, stick your fingers up on the forehead.
Well, maybe not that long.
Your archetype that you get to tap out is the clown.
Ooh.
So, are you tapping?
There goes the neighborhood.
And everybody can tap. And it doesn't mean that there'll never be another clown. It just means that there won't be the kind of clowns that go around hurting people's feelings. We'll all turn into better clowns. The shadow attributes is using humor to wound. Keep tapping on that one. Rather than liberate. Using humor to wound rather than liberate. Denial of your emotional truth. The light attributes of the clown is fearlessly revealing emotion. Helping people laugh at absurdity and hypocrisy. So everything that we're going to be doing is going to be much more than these archetypes. We're getting a whole new set of archetypes. They're going to be like sacred geometry and things that can happen in a second and things that you can get rid of in a second and expand and accept and create in a second. This is just the beginning of what we're getting, and that's why we're topping out the old archetypes, even though they still sound like they have some use. They're going to get better. Okay. So we're going to stick with the DNA healer because everybody needs that, and that's the 528 hertz, the me, the miracles. And I think we
need to add that. You know what that means, Sig? That means you're going to be in the market for new material, too, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good company.
All right. And the angels.
I need new material.
They really want to pull you up fast. This is the highest one that I have. 4225 hertz. This is an angel. It's more like an archangel. It's a very high angel. So get ready for the tuning. I hope you're still tapping.
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's a card for you. They want you to know about what's happening with the uranium energy. Because the uranium energy is having a lot of background noise, too. So along with the sun, this is affecting you also. And this can cause people to be still going through chaos and short-circuiting. Well, if you get into the observer where you're just watching things and not in the chaos and short-circuiting yourself, you're probably going to be okay. The uranium energy has magnetic changes, just like the earth is and your body is. That's why there's a lot of background noise going on now. So if you don't believe in this, they're just basically telling you, please accept this fact. The magnetic field of our solar system is changing. One has to accept this fact that you are changing too. So they wish for you to sit back, watch what is happening, don't react, just be there. And you're going to know as you get this new heartbeat, you're going to know exactly what you need to do. If you get involved in the chaos and the short-circuiting, it's going to take you a lot longer. Okay? So I
Thank
hope that
you.
Helps you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye,
yes, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and mute you, and you can stay on the line here or jump back in the chat room, either one. So, I have a question for you, Diana.
A question? All right.
How did you get all your modalities, your your angels, your tones, that sort of thing? How did that all come to you?
Everything has just come to me one piece at a time, and then all of a sudden it's all been grouped. I'm getting a lot of nudges with angels. I get periods of vibrations, and they turn into pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what kind of talk you would classify that as, but they're not just talking to me. They're vibrating. Now, sometimes the vibrations are words. Like, it'll sound like, have you ever heard somebody with a trach talk, how they kind of have a vibratory talk? It'll sound like that sometimes. But
okay,
most of the time,
yeah.
I just get vibrations that turn into pictures. So I started out with the archetypes. The archetypes a long time ago. Carolyn Miss came out with those probably, wow, I did it in 2003, so she must have, I don't think it was pretty new when I did it. And the whole world was having trouble with the wounded child. And just about, it was hard for anybody to even let go of their wounded childness. So she decided just to make a whole book out of this. And her book is called Sacred Contracts. And she wanted to teach everybody that you're all born with this, so why are you crying about it? You asked for it, so quit crying. Just work through it and do it. So she made all the basic archetypes that it's in everybody. And this year, I kind of came to the agreement and through some of these vibrations that these are getting old. These archetypes are getting old. So we do need to do emotional freedom technique to help us let go of everything that has been attached to that archetype in our body for lifetimes. Because we got to make
it away. That no longer serves us. Right.
Right. The whole thing about that is a lot of people realized that we needed this alignment of body, mind, and spirit to happen and did it in all their own ways, but they forgot we needed to release cellular memory too. So this emotional freedom tapping added to this will release the cellular memory of it.
And many people have some of their chakras blocked, and so because there's not the free movement of emotions and energies going around the body, they are addicted to dramas.
Yeah, exactly.
And they live their life in drama.
Yeah.
And so they need to unblock the chakras, and especially the heart chakra, and let that energy move around so that, you know, they don't thrive on the drama, because there are many people, and in fact, at the moment, I have quite a lot of people around me, not members of my immediate family, but people just on the periphery who are so into the dramas, and they try to drag everybody else into it. And it's so easy not to get caught up in it all. But I just think to myself, get on with your own drama. I don't want to be part of it. It's so easy, isn't it? Yeah.
And when it's your family, it's hard. It's hard to let them go because you love them so much.
Yeah,
you have
not my
to get in your own
family,
so you have to walk out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to know anything about it. I do try to help where I can, but there are some people that you can't help, because even though you help them, they're still stuck in the same place.
Right.
And, you know, so they do really need to unblock the chakras.
And that's what we hope that this tuning forks do. This is the original Safazio scale. Before they changed the scale.
Yeah. Yes,
the original Safazio scale was to promote freedom, but
Safazio
the Catholic
scale,
church changed it to box people in. So this, and we have one for turn grief to joy. But some people will move their chakras around thinking that they've balanced them, but they only move, they become rigid in one space. They're not spinning, and that's another show. You know, there's so many more things to learn than just this. But
it's
so close to 11-11. This is like a cram course. You know, just say, I want it, because if you say you want it, you're going to get it. And then you've got all the time you need to expand it. It's not going to leave you. So
are you ready for another
grab
call?
It while you can. Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to another caller. We have another caller from the area code 229 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. 229, you're on the air with Diana. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, everybody. This is Jay, and I'm from North Carolina.
Hi, Jay.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Wow.
Diana, this sounds so interesting. I'm just interested in what you might be able to help me with.
Okay, I don't think you were here at the beginning. Did you get a chance to look at the YouTube show that I told you about the other day?
Yes.
Here. Okay, so you know I'm going to read you, I'm going to pick you a card, and then you're going to tap your forehead because you're tapping it out. And then I'll pick another star card and see what the wisdom of the star beings or angels have to say to you. So the card I picked for you, and it basically I started to shuffle, it fell out of the deck, so you know that's your card. The Sheaf. So tap this while I read it. In the shadow, the thief is stealing money, stealing creative ideas, stealing affection, or other powers that they think you lack. And in the light, you shed light on the potential wealth within you that can never be stolen. So hopefully you tap yourself, you know, to the point where nobody could steal anything from you. But you're going to get better than that. You will be receiving some sacred geometry to go with it. So for you, I'm going to pick the purple for the crown. The crown is the law fork, and that's 852 hertz final clearing. And I'm going to stick with the DNA because I want everybody to have that. The miracle fork, 528 hertz, the me. Okay, it looks like you have an advice card. You may have been sad, yeah, or been told that the sadness you feel when you know that the other side is with you, just cry and I'll open you up to receive the message that they want to give to you. Although this is true, it's time for you to understand that it's a new time for you soon, and this sadness brings about a change. Let go of what is making you sad and realize you're going to have a new dream to look forward to. You can co-create with the universe. Believe in what you ask for to be true. Make your list. Okay, I hope that helped you.
Wow, that was really interesting because I don't know if you know, but I had my car stolen recently.
Wow.
And I cry all the time.
Oh. Well, I guess
even when I'm happy,
myself.
I cry. So that's
okay. I think that crying, if you hold in your cry, then what does it do to you? You got to cry when you need to, but just don't
I
cry
actually
all the time.
Embrace my emotion, so my son doesn't appreciate it, but I do. So,
well, let happiness
well, thank
come
you for
in.
Calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. And don't be afraid to cry because some men think they're too macho to cry. And not only that, we should feel our emotions, you know, and
yeah.
just be glad
not me.
That
I
have
cry
emotions. Garden. Yeah.
I think
well,
great
women do.
Cry.
I cry at some of my own jokes.
But as long as you feel joy the rest of the time when you're not crying, Jay, that's the main thing.
Or as long as you don't get the poor, poor, pitiful me. I think that's what this. I think that's what they were talking about, was not to get that attitude.
Well, I get that sometimes, but rarely.
Because you want to rewrite your life. You don't want to be pitiful about your life. You want
right.
to rewrite a good life.
Definitely. Thank you very much,
well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
Bye.
Do
okay,
we
have
time callers?
We have
sorry?
One more caller, so we'll get to them quickly. It's a Skype
yeah,
caller.
Yeah, we have to make it a short one because we don't have much time
make
left.
Make it a short one.
Oh,
it's a Skype, call. Skype caller. You are on the air with Diana. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Gary. This is Givanda from Holland.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Givanda.
Givanda. Hi,
Holland.
How are you?
Were you here at the beginning, Givanda? Did you get to listen to the YouTube video?
Yes.
She's been here since the beginning of time as well.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So get your fingers ready. We're going to tap this card out. You got the hedonist? The shadow the shadow attribute.
How fun are you? Yeah,
yeah
I'm
you
a
go
baby.
Ahead. You tap it too, Gary, okay?
Okay, I'm not tapping.
I still didn't get it.
The hedonist. Listen to what
hedonist.
I'm saying as you're tapping. The hedonist in the shadow pursues pleasure to the detriment of health, indulges at the expense of others. It could, the hedonist over drinking, overeating, overcare,
physical pleasure stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What gives you pleasure? Mm-hmm. In the light, the hedonist inspires creative energy to embrace the good things in life, celebrates the beauty in yourself. So you want that and something better. So go ahead and tap on that hedonist. And I think the communication is the 741 hertz. That's the soul. And it solves situations. And then the DNA, healing, repair. Smooth fork. Okay, you've got a good one. You can manifest unity, can't you? So can you believe there's no karma unless you choose to believe there's karma? Because if you're in unity, cause and effect, good and bad, right and wrong, you've brought that all into one. You manifest what you believe, so you don't have to worry about karma now. You can definitely move forward. So get these new energies into every one of yourselves. All right. I hope that helped you.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jovanda. Thanks for calling in. All your secrets are coming out there.
Yes.
We're going to have to cut it now because we're fastly running out of time. And we want to say thank you very much to Diana for the wonderful show. And thank you for calling in, Jovanda. And next week we have our animal healer, Amy Lawrenson. And we'll have you back again, Diana, to talk about other things that I know you've got your mind of information there.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Gary, and thank you to everyone in the chat room for helping to co-create the wonderful show, and for people on the radio as well, because their energies are all helping. And we hope everybody is going to put their energies into learning the World Peace Mantra that Golden members recorded this week, including Jovanda. And we have Risa on here, Gary, Miss Magical, Marika, and other Gold Ring members, too numerous to mention. And so we're going to play out with this one, and we're going to say goodbye and God bless, and say bye with this one. And thank you to the angelic realm as well. Okay.
Thank you, Jan Christie. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very
much.
Much
love to you all. And a special thanks to I Am Limitless Now, who tried to call in and say hello, but we'll get you next week, hopefully. Take care, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye and God bless. Learn this one because you repeat the lines each time, nine times, and the end word spells out the word peace. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
It's not a song, it's just a mantra.